Let's go, guys. I'm back up after a lot of days because I was busy. So now, without any ado, we are going to start with the chapter amines. See, amines are nitrogen-containing organic compounds which have basic character. Amines are present in structure of many natural compounds like proteins, vitamins, hormones, and many plant products like nicotine. In fact, our atmosphere has a lot of nitrogen in itself. So amines also have nitrogen. Amine is basically NH3. So if you want to check the amount of nitrogen in the atmosphere, you can search it over Google, of course. And for your information, about 78% of Earth's air is nitrogen gas. So you may think about it, how much is it contributing to our life? So it is that abundant. Now, amines are classified as primary, secondary, and tertiary. Primary is 1 degree, secondary is 2 degree, and tertiary is 3 degree amine. Their structures are obtained in a simple way by replacing 1, 2, or 3 hydrogen atoms of NH3 molecule by alkyl or aryl groups. Now, there are secondary and tertiary amines, which are further classified as simple symmetrical amines and mixed unsymmetrical amines. So when all the alkyl or aryl groups on nitrogen are same, it is a simple amine. And if these groups are different, then the amine is a mixed amine. Amines are also divided into two major classes, namely aliphatic and aromatic amines, on the basis of nature of the groups attached to the nitrogen atom. It's so easy, so simple, so easily distinguishable. Primary, secondary, tertiary. Again, they are further classified into simple, symmetrical, and mixed unsymmetrical. Simple symmetrical are the ones which are divisible. I mean, they have the same compound, the same functional group on all the atoms, on all the sides of the atoms. Whereas unsymmetrical ones may have a C2H5 and also a CH3. Now we move to the nomenclature of amines. We have understood how amines are made and how they are classified, but how would we call them? Nomenclature is a very important part, and trust me, guys, it is tricky. A bit tricky, not much. So, the nomenclature of amines is divided into two parts as usual for all. So, the first part is common amine, and second part is IUPAC. Common amines names are the names which are commonly given in different areas of different countries. So, these names change. Common names of aliphatic amines are given by writing the name of the alkyl group followed by the suffix name. That is, don't worry, I'll tell you. Alkyl amine, which is the suffix name. So in the case of mixed amines, the name of alkyl groups are written in alphabetical order, and if two or three identical alkyl groups are attached to a nitrogen atom, the prefix di or tri is added before the name of the alkyl group. The parent aryl amine C6H5NH2 is named as aniline, the most favorite and the very beautiful compound. Other aromatic amines are named as derivatives of aniline. This is about common names. Next, we are going to move towards IUPAC. But before moving towards IUPAC, I want to tell you that since it is related to organic chemistry, since it is related to the most difficult part of chemistry, I have made a special video in which I have explained a simulation, which is a website on which you can visualize and create all the compounds, almost every compound possible. So what I have done is, since I cannot explain you the simulation on a podcast, I have created a video of it. I can do two things. First of all, I will add the link of the video in the description. You may copy it from there and search it on YouTube. You will get my channel and the video over there. Or what you can do is just directly go to YouTube and search for my podcast name, Educators, and subscribe to my channel, because a lot of stuff related to science cannot be explained on podcast. You just cannot listen science. You need to understand science as well. That's the reason I have made those videos, and I have made a plenty lot of videos over there. So make sure to check it. Now let's move to IUPAC. In IUPAC system, primary amines are named by replacing the ending E of the parent alkene by suffix amine, which is an alkanamine. So a locant indicating the position of amino group is added before the suffix amine. And when two or more amino groups are present, the prefix di, tri, etc. are used with proper locant. In this case, the ending E of parent alkane is retained. The secondary or tertiary amines are named as N-substituted derivatives of primary amines. So the largest alkyl group attached to nitrogen is taken as the parent alkane, and other small groups, we don't consider them much, okay? So we tell them as substituents. They are not a part, not an important part. The parent is important. If you have a parent, you will have children. If you have children, you won't get parents. By the way, that's a bit tricky because children again tend to become parents, right? Yeah, it's not a complete example, but in a sense, it's true. So while naming aryl amines, ending E of arene is replaced by amine. So if there is an arene, so arane amine will be the name. So common name of aniline is accepted by IUPAC. Now, IUPAC table is present over Google. What you are supposed to do is go over Google and search for common and IUPAC names of some alkyl and aryl amines. I repeat, common and IUPAC names of some alkyl and aryl amines. Once you search this, you will get a lot of results telling you about the different types of common and IUPAC names of alkyl and aryl amines. Get that list, give it a look, and you will better understand this topic. So that's so easy now. Learning is so easy. Now let's move to the preparation. Preparation of amines is, by the way, a pretty good topic, and it consists of the ammonolysis, reduction by alkyne cyanide, and reduction by amides. Also, there are two more reactions. So it's a huge part. I'm going to continue it in this same episode's next session. So just continue listening. So I'm back. Preparation of amines is what we start with. See, the first method is by ammonolysis of alkyl halides. The second method is by reduction of nitro compounds. The third method is by reduction of alkyl cyanide. The fourth method is by reduction of amides. The fifth method is Gabriel thalamide synthesis. And the sixth method is by Hoffman degradation. So these are the six most beneficial and most widely used methods. Of course, there are other methods. These are not the only solutions, but these are the best solutions which scientists and industrialists find better. So let's start with the first one, by ammonolysis of alkyl halides. What happens is, when alkyl halide is heated with alcoholic solution of excess ammonia, this alkyl halide undergoes nucleophilic substitution reaction, in which the halogen atom is replaced by an amino. Amino is NH2, amine is NH3. Try remembering, amino NH2, amine NH3. So it is replaced by an amino group and it forms a primary amine. This process of breaking of CX bond by ammonia is known as ammonolysis or ammonolysis. The reaction is also known as alkylation of ammonia. The reaction is carried out in a sealed tube at 373 Kelvin, and it may be noted that the primary amine obtained in the first step is stronger nucleophile than ammonia. Hence, it further reacts with alkyl halide to form secondary and tertiary amines, and finally, quaternary ammonium salt is NH3, is not used in large excess. So the reaction is Rx plus NH3. Excess giving RNH2, which is a 1 degree amine, after heating. Now, very important. The order of reactivity of alkyl halides with ammonia is Ri and then goes lesser to RBr, and the least reactivity is RCl. So it goes in the inverse trend according to the halogens. So see, the halogens are fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, astatine. Of these, the trend is going inverse from iodine to bromine to chlorine. They have not considered fluorine at all. It will be just irrelevant to the topic. It will be very, very less. So, reduction of nitro compounds. The aliphatic and aromatic nitro compounds can be reduced to primary amines by using metal acid mixture. This can be SnHCl or FeHCl or ZnHCl or a catalytic hydrogenation. So RNO2 plus 6H gives SN or HCl as a catalyst, and the final product is RNH2 plus 2H2O. Reactions are very easy. You just need to listen this. After listening to this, you just need to read this entire thing. And I give you a guarantee, you will better remember things. You will better understand things. So, reduction of alkyl cyanide, which is alkane nitriles. The primary amines can be obtained by the reduction of alkyl cyanide with sodium and ethanol. This is known as Mendius reduction. The reaction can also be brought about by lithium aluminium hydride, which is RC triple bond N plus 4H, and it gives RCH2NH2, which is a 1 degree amine. Next is by reduction of amides. So primary amines having same number of carbon atoms can be obtained by the reduction of amides by LiLH4 in ether or by NaC2H5OH. So CH3C double bond O NH2 plus 4H as a catalyst LiAlH4 gives CH3CH2NH2. Now, the one reaction which I told just now is a bit complex. So give it your time. It requires time. Be very good at giving it time or else it will be difficult. Next is Gabriel thalamide synthesis. Now that's my clock. So it will be an interruption in between. So in Gabriel thalamide synthesis, the method is used for the synthesis of primary amine and it involves the following three stages. Only three stages. First is formation of potassium salt of thalamide from thalamide on reaction with alcoholic potassium hydroxide. Second is formation of N-alkyl thalamide from the potassium salt by reaction with alkyl halide. And third is alkaline hydrolysis of N-alkyl thalamide to form the corresponding primary amine. That's it. It's so easy. So they have their structures as well. And you will get the structures over Google. Because in a podcast, explaining a structure is like foolishness. So now we move to by Hofmann degradation. Now, this is a very good laboratory method for the conversion of an amide into primary amine containing one carbon less. The reaction is brought about by warming the amide with bromine and concentrated aqueous KOH solutions. So the reaction is very complex for it. And because of the reaction, the result is a removal of the C double bond O group from the amide. So C double bond O gets removed and the product contains one carbon atom less than the original amide. And hence it is a step down reaction. Now, if you guys don't know, there are some reactions which are step up reactions, while some reactions are step down reactions. So reactions are just like motors. There are step up motors. There are step down motors. In the same way, reactions also add some parts or they remove some parts. And depending upon this factor, they are considered as a step up reaction or step down reaction. So that's it about the second part of the amines podcast episode, and it conducted the preparation of amines. After doing the preparation, we now need to understand the physical properties. See, it's like a recipe. First we understand what are the ingredients, then we try to prepare it. Once we get it, we try to understand what are its properties so we can make something better from it. After understanding the properties, what we do is we try to group them up in different categories and we try to better understand them. Then we go to the reactions part, in which we understand the chemical properties of the amines. So the entire chapter is a systematic process. If you take it as a process, it will be a fortune for you. But if you don't take it as a process and rather force it on yourself, then it will be hell. So after that, we will do the reactions. And after reactions, there are a lot of subparts. So the chapter will go in an entire smooth flow. You just need to be calm enough and stay with the flow and you will cross the river. Thanks a lot. That's it for this session. Don't stop. If you want to have a break, you can. After this, there is coming the next session, continued in this same episode.